layers built up on top of one another, like a sandwich.
We can't stop, you know. We keep going. We're a bit like the Titanic.
Only you knew what Show Before Us did to us.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
It's such a fine line between stupid and clever.
President Bush has authorized spying on American citizens as part of his war on terror without obtaining court approval at any time.
Hyde, am I cool now?
Well, you're cool like margarine is butter. Close, there's a little aftertaste.
It was painful at first.
Washington, while you were singing a song, which I really think is a great song, This House is on Fire. What happened?
Ah, the Kuma Doom, yeah. This guy somehow procured a military flare from somewhere, I don't know. But he set it off as we started singing the song. It stuck in the ceiling and it started a fire up in the ceiling. Oh,
everyone thought it was that, what's his name, Christopher Reeve.
Well, I couldn't believe it, you
and
know.
And I thought it was only like 3 days into the tour. Yeah. And I thought it was a, geez, that effects guy is something else. You know, look at this.
It was really strange. It was.
Everyone thought it was an effect.
Yeah, it's the only thought it was. Yeah.
Well, they saw all the firemen scrambling.
Did it actually? Did you have to stop the song?
No, no. Well, I mean, we can't stop. You know, we keep going. We're a bit like the Titanic.
They had a good band. What are some of the other bizarre experiences you've had during your shows over the years? And I'm sure you've had.
Oh, we've had, with the fires, and we've had a lot of those, you know. I remember once in his hometown, standing there, and we pull up together the show. And as we're going in, there's all people saying to me, you can get autographs and sign and all that. I'm standing in, and I saw people all running out with equipment and stuff, you know. Then I feel a hand on the back of my shoulder pulling me, you know. It was just, now that was to do with when we were doing Highway to Hell with Bond before Brian. And it was just from that, a lot of the songs on it, I'm Alive, Highway to Hell, Shot Down in Flames. Whenever we seem to have these songs on there, you know, the arsonists seem to come out.
Nice and strong, you know, something hard.
You didn't hear it right now. I'm not going to hear it again. Try to guess what the theme is.
Someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference.
We'll be right back. Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio show. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and tonight our theme is called Black Ice and Cool Jazz. And it revolves around that type of jazz music, which originated in the late 1940s, as certain predominantly white California musicians moved to New York City, and then they hung out with a mostly black group of bebop musicians. And from that, cool jazz evolved. So we're going to be mixing up that particular type of jazz music with selections from AC/DC's just about perfect 2008 album, Black Ice, which was the last studio album to include Malcolm Young, who, in my opinion, is the most underrated rhythm guitarist in rock and roll. Tonight's show is dedicated to three young actresses: Kat, also known as Catalina with a K, Tangerine, and Layla Jade, who I've sampled extensively in my sound collages over the years. And particularly tonight, we're going to be hearing a lot from Kat and some from Tangerine. So we began the show with a song longtime WMFO listeners might remember as being the bed music for our station shutdown message, as performed by Coffee and Smoke's Alex Piandez. In the old days, we didn't have a computer system that could play music when DJs couldn't be here live, and we had to shut down the station, go completely off the air if there wasn't a DJ here. And, well, to say the least, that was a hassle. And it's so much better these days. But as part of that whole protocol, we had messages, that information that needed to be broadcast on the air when we powered up the station and when we shut it down. And Coffee and Smoke's Alex Piandez did an outstanding job performing those. And the shutdown message was, he did that over Dave Brubeck's Quartet and Take Five, as you heard there. Only in this case, you heard some parts of an interview with AC/DC's Angus and Malcolm Young, the two guitar playing brothers, founders, and really the songwriters for AC/DC, and also their frontman, Brian Johnson. And we'll be hearing more of that in our sound collage this evening. And then we heard one of their hit singles off of that Black Ice album, which was actually the second best-selling album of 2008 after something from Coldplay. Oh my goodness. That was 2008, yeah. So tonight, we're going to be hearing lots of Miles Davis. He's actually, I'd say, our featured jazz artist, yes. And also some more Dave Brubeck, Stan Getz, Chet Baker, and Bill Evans. And we're also going to be hearing a couple of these radio episodes from Answers in Genesis. And you know, in my show intro, I usually have Chuck Yu do the disclaimer, but I didn't this week, because I'm going to say it here myself right now. The views and opinions that you're hearing here don't necessarily represent those of WMFO, WMFO's station management, Tufts University, or even the show's producer. That'd be me. No. Instead, I think it's important to present a wide variety of views as part of the sound collage experience, but more generally, just educationally, particularly if I don't agree with them, and I definitely don't agree with young earth creationist Ken Ham, who believes every single word in the Bible is literally true and the earth was created about 6,000 years ago by God. No. But you're going to be hearing from his organization, Answers in Genesis, because they're kind of fun. But I'll tell you, if you're looking for answers on the radio, you're more likely to get them here than Ken Ham's Answers Radio. Well, all that said, oh yes, and backing me up right now is Wendy Carlos and their epic winter ambient piece, which we'll be hearing more from her as our featured ambiance of the evening. Well, all that said, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with some AC/DC. Yeah, we're going to be hearing a lot of them and songs from Black Ice Tonight, as well as Miles Davis and a whole bunch of other cool jazz.
Yeah. that the gays and the lesbians helped this happen.
Consequences. Sex outside of marriage leads to more than just STDs and teen pregnancy. Searching, find hope, find answers at AnswersRadio.com.
Take it down. having your tail. You know, you get black eyes here from the ice on the road, you know, but you also get ice and gems.
It's a tough song.
You know, the hard rock vein, so you look for titles that are strong.
That's a great song.
Listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening our theme is black ice and cool jazz as we mix up tracks from AC/DC's 2008 album, Black Ice, which was the last to include young brother Malcolm and Angus Young, the two guitar playing brothers and writers of AC/DC songs. And in 2014, Malcolm was diagnosed with dementia and he resigned from AC/DC, and they later had, they released Rock or Bust, and they had the young brother's cousin play on that, the rhythm guitar. And Stevie Young played on that. And that was a great album as well. But Black Ice, I think, is, well, it's just an outstanding AC/DC album. I give it my highest album award, a perfect album. There's no junk or filler at all in there. And some critics said, oh, it's the same old AC/DC. But, you know, they got into a groove and they really cranked it out. I mean, they certainly had some albums where they weren't in their groove. Ball Breaker, I think, for one. Backing me up right now is Wendy Carlos and more of her epic ambient piece, Winter. We began that last set with one of AC/DC's hit singles off of that album, Rock and Roll Train. And then we jumped over a genre jump to some cool jazz with Miles Davis and Moon Dreams. Then an episode about teen sex from answersingenesis.org. And as I mentioned before, my disclaimer certainly applies. Then AC/DC once again, Wheels. Stan Getz with what I think is my favorite jazz piece in this evening's sound collage mix, Knight Rider, from his Focus album of 1961, which was a collaboration between him, he's a tenor saxophone player, and composer and arranger Eddie Sauter. And that album is generally recognized as an outstanding example of cool jazz. And then we finish things off in that set with the title track from AC/DC's Black Ice album. So last year, two bicyclists were killed by motor vehicles in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and many, many more were injured throughout all of Massachusetts. When you're driving, focus on the road and what's around you. Don't try to multitask other activities. And before opening your door, check for oncoming cyclists. Whether you're in a car, on a bike, or walking, don't be reckless about obeying safety and traffic laws. It really is a matter of life and death. Recently, I saw a young woman biking along Boston Avenue. And, well, for one thing, she wasn't wearing a helmet, which is a pretty stupid thing because there's so many drivers on Boston Avenue who are completely not paying any attention. Texting, yes, there's so much texting going on. But then the other thing she was doing was wearing headphones. And should somebody beep at you or hearing other noises from around? You can't hear them if you've got headphones going. It's illegal, for one thing, but the worst thing is it's stupid and dangerous. Perhaps not as stupid as the young man I saw during the summertime, dressed all in black, riding his bicycle in the dark, also along Boston Avenue outside of WMFO here, with no lights or blinkers on. And yeah, that's just crazy. That's asking for trouble. In any case, this has been a public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And now, let's get back to our hard rockin' and cool jazz episode. of this Tears of the Gods sound collage with some more AC/DC. And also in the next set after that, we're going to hear some more. We're going to hear Miles Davis, his piece Budo from The Complete Birth of the Cool. Some more Answers in Genesis coming up. Some Chet Baker and some Dave Brubeck here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford.
To date somebody like her.
nervous to do it. And then one day we went to his school, to his college, and we were inside the library, and we walked into the study room, and it's like a really, really small room, and he took my pants off.
All your classes, you're skipping out on chapel, and half the time you don't even show up for work. And when you do, you're late. And the worst part about that is that I'm the one that recommended you for the job.
I didn't ask for your recommendation anyways. I hate that job.
Man, you're unbelievable. You think I can't see what's going on? I mean, you're up half the night in front of the computer, and I gotta tell you, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what you're doing.
Shut up and leave me alone. I'm sick of you getting in my business.
You can't even see what this is doing to you. I'm your friend, and I'm telling you, you gotta stop. This is gonna wreck your life.
Pornography is ruining lives every day. It's estimated that 40 million adults in the U.S. alone regularly visit pornography sites. Are you or someone you know struggling with a sexual addiction? Searching? Find answers at AnswersRadio.com.
I just don't like relationships.
Why don't you stand up so I can get on my knees?
get lost, lost in each other's arms. Let's get lost, let them send out alarms. And though they'll think us rather rude, let's tell the world we're in that crazy mood. Let's defrost in a romantic mist. Let's get crossed off everybody's list. To celebrate this night we found each other. Let's get lost. Get crossed off everybody's list. To celebrate this night we found each other. Let's get lost. Oh, let's get lost.
Whenever we seem to have these songs on there, you know, the arsonists seem to come out, you know?